men. With dear friends, I want to pay it our focus our attention on the last phrase. Thank you for the wisdom that he gives us, this mercy, the revelations that he's revealed, the last phrases. If we possess reverence and we tremble before the word of God and can demonstrate our love in breaking of our spirit, then this means that we walk before the Lord and we please God. Before we break our spirit, we need to break, we need to abolish the power of the old man. And right now, we are going to be inviting to the altar all people who want to break their spirit and who understand it's not possible to break their spirit until they first abolish power from the old man. And he's abolished by us repenting. When we confess our sins, when we receive justification freely in the form of a seed, and we produce fruits of righteousness. And so right now we call to this place all the holy people who want to abolish the authority or power of the old man and to prepare themselves and their spirit for the breaking so that the Lord would be able to receive these aromatic fragrance that is within our spirit. We wait for you here at the altar. Let us pray. I am going to be praying our prayer, and I ask you to deeply believe that God is on your side. He's not against you. He has loved you with an eternal love. He has given us the work of his redemption. He has stood between us and our enemies to protect us and to lift us up to his level. Lift your hands to God. Close your eyes before God. Our hands are without wrath or doubt. Pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come to you, and upon this holy place, in the church of your holy nation, I open up my heart so that you may see my pain, my suffering, my wounds inflicted by sin and lust, which I hate and that I reject. I come to you with my dependence, with sin that I'm bound with, illnesses, fears, dishonor in my life, and a pampered dignity. I ask you, forgive me, wash me, cleanse me, heal my wounds, restore me, and protect me with the blood of your Son. And right now, before heaven and hell, I want to proclaim that in accordance to your words, I am washed, I am cleansed, I am healed, I am restored, I am justified, and I am saved. Your sins are forgiven, and your trespasses in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you. May He look upon you with His great face and show you mercy and give you peace. May thousands and 10,000s attempt to come near you, but they won't touch you. May upon you the blessing of the ancient mountains and everlasting hills be, and may, with noise, the stronghold of death be thrusted out from your body, and may the stronghold of life take its place. May all this be upon you and your children, and the nation shall say, Amen.